Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. A.A. Milne once wrote, quote, "The third-rate mind is only happy when it is thinking with the majority. A second-rate mind is only happy when it is thinking with the minority. A first-rate mind is only happy when it is thinking," close quote. Actually thinking, I would add. There's no such thing as thinking with. James Dewey Watson, the discoverer of the structure of the DNA molecule, the structure that makes us what we are in almost every respect, was one of those men who actually thought instead of regurgitating what he was told. He died yesterday. He was a genius. He was passionately interested in discovering truth, no matter what the consequences, an especially Aryan characteristic, as was his willingness to buck the system and publicly tell the prevailing authorities, "You're all wrong, every single one of you." He was also very interested in the highest reaches of human intelligence and creativity, brilliance, which he himself embodied, and was absolutely convinced, by evidence that the controlled media and academic establishments underplay or conceal, that human brilliance differed among individuals and groups, largely due to inborn, heritable, and unchangeable genetic differences, including average genetic differences between the races. He spoke frankly of the low average intelligence of blacks. He gave us so much that we may forgive him for being so focused on intelligence that he failed to see that the very intelligent Jews are on balance also extremely malevolent and are chronic organized enemies of human advancement, racial divergence, and therefore of the life force itself. During his life, Watson was an admirer of the extremely atypical Jew Richard Feynman. So was, amazingly, Revelo P. Oliver, which probably skewed his judgment, though it certainly didn't skew Oliver's. Watson worked directly with Feynman for a time, mentions him 17 times in his second major book, Genes, Girls, and Gamow, and it would have been impossible to discount his scientific achievements and sincerity. Well, forests, trees, you know. And even geniuses have blind spots. And among the mixed race called Jews, there are some who seem to lack the Jewish look or mentality or both. It is impossible to exaggerate the greatness of Watson's achievement in discovering the structure of DNA. He worked closely with Francis Crick, who he acknowledged had a better brain for scientific discipline than he did, and with others. But it was Watson who had the genius. Watson who lay alone at night, visualizing the spiral molecule swirling above him and illuminating the ceiling of his dark room, intuitively grasping the deepest structure of life itself. Without Watson, no true understanding of heredity, no true understanding of hereditary diseases, no gene therapy, no gene sequencing, no DNA evidence condemning the guilty and freeing the innocent, no human genome project, which he not only made possible but pioneered and inspired and helped to found. No molecular biology at all. No genomics at all. No forensic DNA profiling to identify disaster victims or find missing persons. no archaeogenetics to trace early human migrations, ancestry, and origins. No personalized medicine. No ancestry and genealogy testing. No true understanding of human evolution and the evolution of life itself. Philosophically, Watson's discovery radically changed how we think about life. It revealed that the living and the non-living obey the same chemical laws, and that the information behind the structure of every living being is encoded in a simple, elegant digital code. It connected all forms of life at the molecular level, one of the deepest unifying insights in human history. Like many geniuses, Watson had a wide range of interests. As a youth, he became fascinated by the mysterious ability of birds to migrate across intercontinental distances, to find the precise island or field which ideally suited their breeding or resource needs, and who also somehow passed this information across thousands upon thousands of generations. His education concentrated on zoology, but his greatest and most well-known discovery was in biochemistry. He maintained a lively interest in many fields of science and technology until the day he died. And this is a characteristic of geniuses, who can therefore see connections between the discoveries in one field and those in others, and see aspects of reality that mere memorizers and specialists nearly always miss. Later in life, he contributed greatly to cancer research. Throughout his career and right up to the end of his life, he was aware of and enthusiastic about the great possibilities of eugenics, bringing a higher kind of man into being through selective breeding, even when that entire field had been condemned by the academic and political establishment as racist. He believed that not only intelligence, but also beauty could be improved by eugenics, famously quipping that, quote, "People say it would be terrible if we made all girls pretty. I think it would be great," close quote. James Watson also showed great courage and integrity when, even in the face of the full force of the anti-white academic establishment and controlled media, even in the face of being ousted from the scientific institutions he founded, even in the face of being stripped of nearly all his honors and positions, even in the face of professional ruin so severe that he was forced to sell his Nobel Prize to raise money to continue his work, he refused to retract his fully justified statements that the evidence shows that people of African descent have, on average, markedly lower intelligence than other races, and that that difference is heritable and therefore cannot be remedied by improving their education, nutrition, neighborhoods, or anything else in their environment. This horrific persecution continued from 2007 until the day he died. He did show a little weakness at its beginning when he assured his persecutors in an apology that he didn't mean to hurt anyone's feelings, which he probably didn't. He thinks on the truth plane, not the feelings plane so beloved of mediocre minds. But in 2019, after seeing that the establishment gave him just as much hate and persecution after the apology as before, and reinvigorated by his lifelong love of truth, he doubled down and told the world he hadn't changed his mind at all and that all the evidence proved he was right. And he was right, and still is. The flagship publication of the controlled media, the New York Times, told us in 2007, when the attacks first started, that when Watson stated that, quote, black Africans are less intelligent than whites, he hadn't a scientific leg to stand on, close quote. Of course, the exact opposite is true. One of the more honest writers on the egalitarian left, William Salatin, admitted in Slate magazine at the time that true believers in the equality faith were up against a huge mountain of scientific evidence that racial differences in intelligence are real, are inherent and inherited, and that changing the Congoid's environment will likely do nothing to change the facts. Quote, last month, James Watson, the legendary biologist, was condemned and forced into retirement after claiming that African intelligence wasn't the same as ours. Racist, vicious, and unsupported by science, said the Federation of American Scientists. Utterly unsupported by scientific evidence, declared the U.S. government's supervisor of genetic research. I wish these assurances were true. They aren't. Tests do show an IQ deficit. Close quote. He then goes on to link to citations of some 65 psychometric intelligence studies of the IQ of sub-Saharan Africans, of which these are typical. Sub-Saharan Africa generally, average IQ, 68. West Africa, average IQ, 67. Central Africa, average IQ, 64. East Africa, average IQ, 72. Southern Africa, average IQ, 69. By the standards of white and East Asian societies, such numbers are in a range considered to be moderately mentally impaired. Depending on the standard used, these IQ levels are officially designated as borderline intellectual functioning, borderline mental retardation, or mild mental retardation. In 2019, Vanessa Neubauer reported right here on nationalvanguard.org about the continuing persecution of Dr. Watson because he refused to back down. Begin article. Nobel Prize-winning scientist James Watson has been stripped of his honorary titles by a leading American research institution after doubling down on his conclusions linking race and intelligence. Despite nearly half a century service to the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, CSHL, Watson, a world-renowned geneticist, lost all of his honorary titles of Chancellor Emeritus, Oliver R. Grace Professor Emeritus, and Honorary Trustee for refusing to retract his own scientific conclusions. In 2007, Watson was suspended from all of his positions held at the New York lab following a scandal centering around his claim about the inherently gloomy future of the African continent. He said, quote, all our social policies are based on the fact that their intelligence is the same as ours, whereas all the testing says, not really, close quote, he told the Times newspaper at the time. While having initially issued an apology for his comments, allowing him to maintain his honorary titles at the CSHL. When asked more than a decade later whether his views about race and intelligence have changed, he told a PBS documentary team they haven't. Quote, "Not at all. I would like for them to have changed. That there be new knowledge that says your nurture is much more important than nature," the scientist was quoted as saying in a recently previewed PBS documentary titled American Masters, Decoding Watson. "There's a difference on the average between blacks and whites on IQ tests. I would say the difference is it's genetic," close quote. CSHL alleged that Dr. Watson's recent statements, which were consistent with his findings and his past statements, were quote-unquote reprehensible. After quote-unquote unequivocally rejecting Watson's quote unsubstantiated and reckless close-quote opinions, the laboratory stripped the 90-year-old scientist of all his titles, calling Watson's findings quote prejudice, unquote. End of article. The hilarious writer who went by the name Modern Heretic, so sad that he's retired, said of the unpersoning of Dr. Watson, quote, "Erase the names of the thought criminals. Rewrite every story and poem. Change the past to suit the needs of powerful and organized evil in the present. We must punish the vile hater who offended the kosher orthodoxy. Your scientific conclusions, based on a lifetime of study and achievement, are wrong. All the races are the same. Whites are bad. Jews are God's chosen. There are no intelligence differences. We have always been at war with East Asia." Sure, you made a staggering contribution to humanity's knowledge, but on the other hand, you said rude things on the Talmud vision. "Take his name off everything. Pull down the statues. We have a doctrinal purity to maintain. I always make sure a criminal Jewish plutocrat has signed off on everything I say, everything I think." 2 and 2 is 5. Just say it. What difference does it make? We'll destroy your life if you don't. And standing up to the Semitic evil isn't going to accomplish anything. Why do you even care about the truth? It's stupid. You can't spend it or fornicate with it. Say it's 5. It's 5. Say it. Close quote. Emphasizing the eternal shame of the corrupt West in stripping Watson of his honors, it ended up being a Muslim Russian-Uzbek billionaire named Alisher Usmanov, who is married to a Jewess, who ended up giving Watson the respect he deserved. He agreed to pay Watson a very high price, an 8-figure price, for the Nobel Prize he was forced to sell. And then, after paying, promptly gave the prize back to Watson. Dr. Watson was 97 when he died yesterday after a short illness. He lived a very long life filled with magnificent achievements and endless intellectual exploration. He greatly advanced our civilization. His mind and his striving and his love of truth remained strong until the day he died. The names of his persecutors will be forgotten in a few months or years at most. His name and his fame and his impact on life in this universe will never die.